I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
What up, world? We back. All the Smoke, Season 4. My brother Matt, we in ATL doing our thing, man, having a wonderful day. I've been out here a while, Matt. I've been in the A for a minute, and I got extended family. You know, I got a lot of people that I got that I'm not just saying that I done ran across. Like, I done spent Thanksgiving with these motherfuckers. I done, you know what I'm saying? Men, the uncles, yeah, we done got it on. Like, that's my real brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Keep the street shit off this, Jack.
I said get it on. I ain't going to, you know.
It's the family program.
Yeah, I said get it on, you know what I'm saying? I just said get it on, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Even in times, you know, when I need them, they really come through. So this is my real family, and it's only right that I have my nephew on the show because I can call him my nephew because I'm real cool with his pops and his uncles. So it's only right that we have rich homie, Quan, in the building.
Appreciate you, bro.
Welcome,
man,
nephew.
All love, man. All
about
love.
Time.
No, for sure. For
all
sure.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Overly do. You know what I'm saying? Overly do. What it do, though, man? Big fan of, you know what I'm saying? Big fan of y'all, man.
Thank you.
From sports to the podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. Dope as hell. So,
appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's new? You got a new project coming off.
What's new? Just getting back in that space, man. Mm-hmm. Staying in that space, staying, you know, free-spirited, free-minded.
Glad you're back, to hear you back. Well, you really, if you've been around here, you know you ain't left.
Mm-hmm. I would say just being all the way indie. Being all the way indie, got a new approach. Kind of feel like a new artist, you know what I'm saying? I want to kind of rebuild some relationships. Come out just foot in the game, man, not looking at my past and just looking at my forward, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Continue to make history, man, one day at a time, man. That's all, man.
Tell us how Rich Homie Entertainment came together.
Rich Homie Entertainment came together. Might have been like 10 years ago. I think it was for my birthday or Christmas. My dad is like, you know, everybody gonna get you something. I want to get something you can have forever. And he ended up LLCing the name. I never forget. I don't remember if it was birthday or Christmas, but I remember when he did. Like, I didn't really take it serious.
Right.
Until we just went indie. Like, nah, we can't just sign ourselves type shit.
You didn't know what you had when he first did it.
He don't really make senseless moves. Yeah. You know, me being young, you know what I'm saying? Just like money coming in fast. I wasn't really studying it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it benefited 10 years later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a big way, tremendous way, independent way. You know what I mean? We get paid first. Mm. You feel mm-hmm. me? I feel like that's most importantly, having creative control. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's important. But at the same time, like, I don't want to shy like no new artists or nothing who made a deal might be best for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't best for me in this part of my career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I done had one, so yeah. I like being indie.
Atlanta hip hop, I've been there since 2003. Atlanta hip hop, you know, to a lot of people may seem like, man, they support each other, they love each other, which is true, because for the most part, what it is, but Atlanta's really taking the hit in with the hip hop space, with,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? With losing Takeoff.
Yeah,
and you know, with all the stuff that's going on with different rappers, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, in and out the courthouse. What is your take on the Atlanta look of hip hop right now?
You just gotta be careful what you say, you know what I'm saying? Everybody listening. So be mindful of what you put out, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I say that's the most important part. It starts in the studio. It starts with the influence around us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not a lot of yes men, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. You gotta have some stand-up guys in your circle who can tell you no and you're able to accept that no.
Hold you
like
accountable.
You accept that. Yeah, you know, hold you accountable for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's in a bad state of mind though, man. You know what I'm saying? Free all the guys locked up, you know what I'm saying? RIP to the ones we lost. You feel me? Even like when God was separating me from some people in my life at the time, I didn't understand. You don't never know you through the storm while you fighting the storm. You feel me? You just fighting to survive.
Right.
You feel me? So now I just look at it like, you know, God don't make mistakes. You know what I mean? At first I didn't get it, but now I do. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just glad he separated me from some certain people in my life, man, to get me away from certain, you know what I mean? Because if not, I'd be in them same situations. Mm.
Nah, no you question. Feel me?
If not worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know me.
Right.
You feel me? Right. I know I'm a child of God too, so.
I know you can't speak too much on the situation with YSL, but I know your foundation with your pops and the people around you, as we just talked about. How does it feel to be able to say that you have a longevity, you know what I'm saying, and you were able to escape a lot of stuff that others are going through?
Man, the biggest word I can use is probably just blessed. Blessed, man. Tremendously, you mm-hmm. feel me? But it come, like I always said, come around your circle, though, man. It's days I don't want to do it. My circle holding me accountable, like, you signed up for this. Like, we know it come with this.
Yeah.
You feel me? Then you got to think, like, man, my kids getting older, so I care about the message I'm giving out. You feel me? Like, the music ain't going to sound like some type of way. And today, I'm 33 now, right. So I look at things different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my oldest son being 15, my youngest being 2, it's a big age differential, mm-hmm. but the message the same. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stay out of trouble. You feel me? And like, the kids are the future, man. The kids Absolutely. Are the future, bro. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm mindful of what I say. I'm mindful of what they see.
Right.
Knowing they're able of age to just be able to Google me, I care about that.
Right.
I care what pop up. And mm-hmm. if I can control the narrative, let me do it in the right way. You feel me?
Facts.
Yeah.
Upcoming artists. You've been in the game for a minute with a lot of success. If a young artist that's coming in the game, that bump into you right now walking out this building, hey, Quan, give me some game right quick. What would you tell him?
First, I will observe him before I give him the game and see what his circle look like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. look at his circle, because you are a reflection of your circle.
Facts.
I'm going to look at his circle, and that's going to depend on the answer I give him. You know what I'm saying? Your circle look thorough, solid. Just give him some game. Like, man, stay around some solid ones who want it more than you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even with being an artist, you're just the forefront, but you got some people who going hard every day that people don't see.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those are people who matter to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just like, get around some people who believe in you more than you believe in yourself. I promise you, it's gonna be a whole lot of days you don't want to do it. And that's when your team come in to help. They push you and remind you. You feel me? And remind you.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's just that really for that reminder and to keep pushing. You know what I mean? Just tell them, stay sucker free.
Mm-hmm.
Stay sucker free and stay true to yourself. I think that's the biggest part. Stay true to self. Gotta stay true to self.
Mm-hmm. Talk about your upbringing out here.
My upbringing out in Atlanta, I would say basically probably like any other kid growing up, you know, we had had like the best of both worlds. Like, my dad always been a hustler. Mom did what she could to make it happen. So like, shit, I depended on family. Like, my little brothers, my little sister, That's all we knew. Played sports from 4 to 14 till I got to high school. I started smoking. Once I started smoking, I wouldn't focus no more. But I wouldn't say that. I felt like God started, you know, leaning me toward my real passion, which was music, because it's something I had always loved. Like,
you hoop, football?
Football. Well, I played all three sports growing up.
You was nice.
What was your best sport?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position you play?
Center field and second base.
Okay.
Yeah. Lead out better.
Okay. Yo, he was nice.
Yeah. But like I say, you know, I started growing up, and I like God had a way of showing me. And I probably got my first karaoke, man, probably 8 or 9. But sports was the big thing then, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You seeing Ken Griffey, Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. like these are my inspiration growing up, Barry Bonds. Like, you know, like as I'm getting older, I'm just realizing, like, damn, Quan, you do play baseball. Like in Sammy Sosa, but on Andrew Jones, but I'm realizing like these folks ain't where I'm from. Like they, I think they Dominican, so it's like different. I'm just really like looking at the percentages. Like, like I ain't a lot of us in baseball. So I'm just really like I'm doing it. Like I'm doing the math. Like, yeah, I don't know if it's gonna work. And this sound like 10th grade, 11th grade. It's strictly music. Like that's what I love. Like I quit the team, 12th grade. Yeah, I quit. Like, nah, coach. But one, they had the football coach as the head baseball coach. So I felt like them two different. Like, you can't come on here screaming. You got to come on here with composure.
A little finesse.
Yeah, you got to come on here with composure. Like, you out here like, wanna come on, man. So they just took the love out of the game to me. I just put my focus somewhere else, and that was with music, man.
That's when it became full-time?
I would say it probably became full-time, man. Probably about 22.
Okay.
22, but I ain't really had no choice. It was process of elimination. It was always just baseball and music. And when the love not there, I kind of tend to give up, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the love wasn't there with baseball, and it was there with the music because I hadn't really been through that, you know what I mean? I was still going through adversity being a 22-year-old. I hadn't really been through nothing like that. But I knew I loved music, so I just wanted to stay in the studio.
With so much musical talent from this area, who were some of your earlier influences?
It started off with, like, Jeezy. Gucci Mane, especially me going to Matt Nair, like that's when I really started listening to music with my own ear. T.I., of course, Lil Boosie. I liked some up north rapper. I liked the Fabulous. I liked the Cam, the Swag. So it was like it wasn't just one set tone of music. I was just a fan of great music. Hey, I like Kilo Ali in Atlanta. That was like some old 90s bounce music. Like that was dope to me. I felt like that's always been the sound in Atlanta, like if you go back to Kid Ali, like a harmonizing up-tempo beat. I felt like, you know, like skating music, that's what it was. Like Jermaine Dupri, like, you know, list long, man, a lot of influence, big influence, and being here from Atlanta.
How was the process getting the name out?
The process of getting the name out wasn't really hard because we were distributed through Venice. So with a distribution label, made things a lot easier. And with them being like new partners, it was something different for me, something new. And it was a part of the sport we hadn't saw. So we're willing to go in with giving our all like we always do in this new situation and still reaching the mass while having, like, owning everything. I think that's what it was about, ownership in this part of my life. I was big on ownership, man. Who wouldn't want to? Like I say, 11, 12 years in now, so it's like I think different. Like, I'm not the up-and-coming artist no more that was on the AASL freshman cover. I think different. I see it different. Like, I'm not going to even be in the same clubs I was in 10 years ago.
Can't be.
You know what I mean? It's about evolving, self-evaluation and evolving at all times.
You just spoke to the freshman cover. Who was on that 2014 freshman class cover with you?
I see it every day, too. I think you got Kevin Gates on there. Dirt, August Alsina.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one though. It was a pretty stacking.
He was your favorite rapper on there?
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign was on there. Ty Dolla $ign was on there. Yeah, Chance the Rapper was on there. Yeah, it was that was crazy. And I like,
oh, you had a strong class.
Yeah. That was dope. Mm-hmm. That was dope. And being from Atlanta, man, I probably hadn't heard of the freshman year, probably like freshman class, like 6 months before that. And Atlanta's college, so I was like, we've been in our own bubble. That's big in New York and stuff, but that wasn't like cultural big down here.
Right, didn't matter.
Like, so it was more like a political move, like on the music side, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was big, like, I can't act like it wasn't big, man. Right. I was just so in a daze then, like a lot of that stuff be a blur. You know what I'm saying? You're so young, like, I just wanted to be high and enjoy it, but it was going by so fast. So, like, now I just be trying to, like, enjoy the moment and appreciate soak them in, right, and appreciate them, because, you know what I'm saying? You don't get these opportunities every day. Right.
It was going too crazy when some type of weight dropped, though. It was going crazy. City was crazy around that time. It was going crazy.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're having that success, not the rip. Like, how was that, experiencing all that? Because I was out here when some type of weight dropped.
Yeah, it was game-changing, man. And, like, on the back end, like, it messed my mind up. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, because at the time, like, I hadn't saw, like, no real check. You know what I mean? I was working. I knew where it was going. I knew my potential. I knew my reach. But when some type of way came, it just almost like it hit a fast forward button. Mm-hmm. Fast. Like, I think we might have went from like 5,000-7,000 to like a 40. You feel me? I think it stayed there for like
three times a week. Huh?
You feel me? So we doing this 4 times a week.
I'm like,
hold on. You feel me? Like, I ain't even had the time to spend the money I just got Friday. Let alone, man, we here again. It's Sunday, and if not more. So, like, the money started getting to me, you know what I'm saying? I can't lie. I was big-headed, like, I was unfocused. Like, it wasn't about the bars or the creativity no more. It was about how fresh we can get and who can spend the most money to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Who in the baddest girl or, you know, it's just, I wasn't focused at all. I lost it. It was a mirage. Mm-hmm.
2015, you, Baby Thug, came up with Rich Gang, had a huge smash hit. I'm still finding you before you leave. That was my twins' favorite song. Like, that was the first song I let them cuss on. So they got to sing the whole song, and I got a video on Instagram. I posted way back then, so I'm gonna find it. But instant success with that. What happened after that?
Egos, like I say, the money. It's after some type of way, so I know I'm feeling myself. I know I'm feeling myself.
He said, God damn it. First and foremost.
I know I'm feeling myself. You got to think, like, the first time I meet Bird in Miami, I had just fell and bust my face doing a walkthrough video. But I think we might have gotten like a 60 this weekend. So, like, I still got stitches in my face. It's the first time ever I put makeup on. I'm not finna miss this 60.
Yeah.
It's a 60 ball. Yeah. I think I go up here 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. So Bird, come out to the show. So after the show, Bird, I come out to the studio. We go back to the studio. Hits Factory in Miami. Factory in Miami. We done. Hit the space bar. First song he play, Lifestyle.
First song
he played.
Meant to be.
Lifestyle. But you got to think, man, Thug already been working prior. I don't even know Thug don't snort down here. Like, I don't even know they in cahoots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he playing. I'm like, this out of here. I just remember, like, the first time I heard, like, damn, this is like a different sound. Mm-hmm. The Bird was just so amped. Like, I hadn't never seen an old man like that. Yeah. It was so amped. Like,
yeah.
It brought the youth back out of him. Yeah. I promise you, it brought the youth back out. I saw Bird go outside 45 days straight after that.
Yeah.
45 days straight after that. Right. Like I say, ego and that money, man.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And the song, like, yeah, I think that song had success fast as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, now we're getting more money on top of more money.
That whole album, though.
Crazy.
This is even a question to your pops. Y'all had to know that shit was special, man. Them two together, that's some special shit, man. Nah, it didn't work, but that's some special shit, bro.
But it did, though. We can't say it didn't.
I mean, we just didn't get more.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me say that, because it worked.
It worked.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hope I wake up one morning and shit fixed just to hear that sound, because that sound is legendary and can't nobody duplicate what y'all had, bro. Nah. It's a lot of sounds being duplicated right now. You know what I'm saying? That Rich Game album?
They weren't even doing like collaborative tapes then when you look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just be even looking at it from like a cultural effect. Just like, you just see a lot of collaborative tapes going on now. You know what I'm saying? And man, bro, we was always solo artists, but when we kinda gotta make that music,
strong.
It was magical. Mm-hmm. And it was a feeling more than it was a sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Feeling.
Mm-hmm. Felt right.
Yeah. How was life on the road, and what's some of your favorite cities to perform in? Because I know you done hit everywhere.
Man, I love the road, man. But I love home, too.
Some of my back ends, huh?
Back ends never get old to me. Some of my favorite cities, like, outside of the money, if I'm just like to go, I love Houston.
Yeah, H-Town.
I love Houston, man. It's something like the girls and the food. Everything big in Houston, too.
Yeah.
Everything big in Houston. So yeah. I love Houston. I love Dallas. I don't care where we at in Florida. I'm gonna be in Florida, man.
Stunt a band.
Once a month. I like the Carolinas. I like North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like LA. And nothing against LA, it's just a time differential. Like, I'm from the A, like, man, I get over there, I'm falling asleep at 6 o'clock, and I'm waking up at 4 a.m. by myself. New York, I just started liking New York a little bit more. I'm adjusting to the way they move. I love New York, especially like for the drip. Girls are mean, but the food good, and I like the drip. You know what I'm saying? That's probably about it.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna spend a night anywhere out in like yesterday, Texas or Florida.
Florida. I see you in H-Town a lot.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, they're probably one of my biggest markets. I just like, it's the people though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people. It's definitely the people though. Like, it's wherever it's at, it's the people. You know what I mean? It's the vibe.
especially when you came down there and linked up with Stunna Bam, it was over.
Oh yeah, Stunna Bam, oh, man, yeah. King ruled it on the mind. Like family. To this day, I still had those relationships, so I think that'd be more important than like the, you know what I'm saying, the, the money aspect of it. Yep. I know I can go down there anytime and ask these cats for whatever, pull up on them and just enjoy and talk about the memories we started off, you know what I'm saying, that we started with. That'd be the important part, man, is creating relationships in different cities. Well, you go, you know you're good.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's like, I ain't gonna even shout no shit up. I know I ain't good though.
Right, facts.
So, like, they feel like home, so we treat them like that.
Two questions. How is it working with London on the track, and who is your favorite producer to work with?
My favorite producer to work with, I would have to say like in-house producers, any producer that's gonna pull up with the pack opposed to emailing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibe. It's a different feel. London on the track, he cool to work with when he work when he working with you, when he replying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like talented. I can't take the talent out. I'm like dope as hell. But it's just like a lot of stuff you do, I just don't agree with. I ain't got nobody to stop my bag or stop me from making no money. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That just, no man don't got that much control over me, period.
You don't work regardless.
Come on, bro. You know what I mean? So as a man, I just, certain things I can't respect him as, but as a producer, you him. I can't take away his talent, you know what I mean? Him.
My little cousin is, well, he ain't from ATL, but he been living there for a while now, June Genius.
Oh, man.
That's my real little cousin.
That's my dog, man. Yeah. What's so crazy is, like, you bring up June, man, that's probably, like, you ask Dre, that's probably the only producer pack I've been in, like, the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, we've been going so crazy. Yeah. We've been going so crazy. And, like, I met him through King Ruler them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was Lucha them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I ain't even know y'all was good. That's my boy.
That's family, yeah.
That's my dog.
Can you talk to us about your writing process? Like, do you write? Do you punch? What?
I definitely punch. Yeah. Not really a process. Explain
what punch is. A lot of people might not know what punch is.
Okay, so punching is basically, what I consider punching is, starts with the instrumental selection first. Before we can punch anything, it starts with the beat selection. The beat selection puts me in the mood. It sets the tone. I don't know what I'm going to talk about before anything. I don't premeditate it, nothing.
Right.
Even if I know I'm going to go to the studio, I don't want to hear no beat. I don't even run around this to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, my mind always working. Like, I don't never just jot down notes. That be the artistry in it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I really treat it like a canvas and, like...
Start from scratch.
Yeah, start from scratch. And it starts with the instrumental. That's the instrumental. I'm like, quick. Every time before I go in the booth, I just, my first line, like, let's see what we're going to come up with. Because I ain't thought about it, like, I don't know. And it just really come off emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm punching, when I say punch, it's just, I'm saying the first thing that comes to my mind that makes sense, not the first thing that comes up, the first thing that makes sense and holds a little value. And I feel like I probably can scratch it a little bit or play with it.
Build on that,
Build on it.
Yeah.
For sure, build on it. And just keep going. A punch is like, it's a large freestyle.
Yep.
It's a big freestyle. it's an edited freestyle that you think about a little bit more. Yeah, but I just enjoy punching better.
Mm-hmm.
I did write though. I feel like when I write, I get a little too in depth. It was a time I felt like I was out here rapping like Kendrick. Mm-hmm. And nothing against Kendrick.
Yeah,
I just feel like Kendrick and J. Cole, they're going to go in deep.
Yeah, yeah.
And Atlanta don't want to hear that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like with me being in the city, it's like you got to get straight to the point and keep them moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that out of punching. I love it though. The process is beautiful. Like the process is beautiful. And I haven't got bored with it. And, you know what I mean? Or tired. So I love it still.
Yeah, I have done it before, but that's the hardest shit to do, man.
The punch.
Yeah, because you got to make it make sense while you freestyling.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know when to stop. You know what I'm saying? You got to make all that shit make sense. So by the time that 16 stop, all that shit sound like you said it out of one time.
Yeah, because it still got to sound like it's one. Like, if somebody can call you punching out, I feel like you might as well go in there and try to write it.
Yeah.
Because, that's not the point of the punch. They shouldn't be able to call. Like, it changed right here. The emotion changed. No. You should never know when it changed. Like, I just gave you a cheat code. Told you I punched.
Mm-hmm. And all of the best artists do it. Most of the best artists do it. You know what I'm saying? Tune, all them. Who your favorite artist to collab with if you have one?
It'll probably have to be Wayne. And this was probably my biggest inspiration growing up, man. From the baggy pants, camouflage, to growing my hair when I was little. Wayne just had that impact on me. Probably get my first tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So the working with him was different. Once again, we had the Hits Factory, the Fooling with Bird. But Wayne got like his own room. So what was like intriguing or that was just so different, we all punch.
Right.
Why ain't shit different though? Like, how, like, he don't just go straight on the beat. Like, he got the skateboard around in the booth.
Yeah.
So he ain't not just like, so I'm a ball. Like, this nigga been a skateboard, he rap. Like, what is he on? You know what I'm saying? Then he go punch. He might do a whole 8-bar punch. Like, 1 8-bar, like, ad lib, come back, ad. I'm like, hold on. Yeah. We punching. Yeah. Yeah. He punching. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that Wayne totally. Different. And it just, like, my respect for him, his work ethic, and the way he just coming up with, like, you don't think he wrote them lines, like, the metaphors in a, it was more like teacher the student, like teacher the student, man. You know what I'm saying?
You come up with that shit on the spot, bro.
I was dang, son. He was definitely Mr. Miyagi. Like,
that's like, dope.
I'm dead at it. Like,
shout out to him.
Tune goated. Like,
yeah.
Like, then that's what I'm saying. So it's like, to be my biggest inspiration. And like, this ain't no email verse. Like, I'm in the studio man. With them. So like I said, that's a different respect level. You know, a lot of people don't want you to see them work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to just high sound.
Yeah.
The ending part, like, you know, like a writer, no writer with Wayne. No writer, no none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so. He was goated. Like,
yeah, that's my favorite.
He ain't let me down. He ain't let me down. So.
Yeah.
If it man had nothing bad to say.
Yeah.
Nathan.
I'm gonna list some names from here, and just first thing to come to mind, whether a good story, someone you want to work with, someone you have worked with. Outkast.
Outkast, put Atlanta on the map. Mm. Got Atlanta like the recognition we needed, and it's been up since. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got something to say
for sure. That
yeah,
big inspiration as well.
T.I.
Tip. Expeditiously.
Nah, but I fool with Tip though, man.
Tip cool as hell, man.
You got him on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, Tip cool as hell, man. Watch, he gonna pull them words out.
He oh, you know that? Words. I know it, dog.
And Jack will stop and ask him too if he don't know. Jack will always ask. We talk to people if they say a word. Jack will after. What's that word?
Yeah, what it mean? I'm gonna ask.
Look, I do too. But like Tip, cool as hell too. Like outside of music, I was in New York kicking it. I mean, this is my first time ever going. I never been to a comedy show. So, you know, he like, he get into comedy and stuff now. Yeah. So,
he's not bad either, man.
It ain't, but I'm in there, I'm laughing. He was like, Corn, see, they're different from a rap show. You can't be laughing like that. And I'm like, I'm not knowing. I'm just amping my man up. Like, you know, like extra laugh too. You know, like the extra ones. Like, you're like, nah, Corn, this ain't like rap. We gotta just chill.
Yeah.
I got you, big bro. I got you, big bro. I didn't know.
Some different shit.
Yeah, cause like, come on, man. I never been to like comedy. And right. I thought you just laugh every time you hear a joke. Cause I was really, I'm drunk. I'm a little tipsy too.
Yeah, but feeling good.
Shit was funny. Right.
Yeah.
And we from the A in New York. It's extra funny. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, laid back, stay high, stay fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay high, stay fly. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Ludacris. Yeah.
Luda, talented, Chris Lover Lover.
That's they don't know Chris Lover on the radio. Chris Lover Lover.
They wasn't there. I've been out here too long. Yeah, man. See, Chris Lover Lover. So he used to be on the radio. And they had a show like Chris Lover Lover and Poondaddy. I forgot what radio station it was. It might have been 97.5 at the time. Don't quote me, though. But he was big. That's when he was going to Banneker. And he's always, you know, I think he's from Chicago, but he's from the A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Luda, you know what I mean? Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
Definitely.
For sure.
Jeezy.
Jeezy, Trap, Gangsta Corporate, you know,
Corporate.
Shout out to Jeezy, man. Mm-hmm. Got my first look at that while I was young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Gucci Man.
Gucci Man. Workaholic. A&R. Ear for Music. Mm. Innovator as well. Trap, focused.
I know you sharp because, like I said, I know I'm cool with your pops and y'all because them. You've just been big in the real estate space.
For sure.
How did you get into that?
I did get into real estate. Just taking it, buying houses. After I bought my first house, and after I sold it for what I sold it for, just started. And you know, Atlanta started being like the Black Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And Pop's gonna stay on me, man, by making the right decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Whenever he pull, you know, if he pull your coattail, like, I'm listening. I'm 2 ears open. And it's been a space I've loved, man. You know what I'm saying? Just outside of music where I don't have to just depend on music. You know what I mean? Of course, music still, you know what I'm saying, cash some great checks. But the fact, like, I ain't just gotta depend on this. I can get it elsewhere, too.
Right.
And it's fun, and it's some big numbers too.
Multiple streams of income.
Yeah, so yeah, multiple streams of income, and really just keep my brain working, man. Never complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then real estate, man, you don't need no license in there.
Just go.
Just go. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm saying. So for my whole mind frame, I need a license. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't, man. Say that paper, so that paper save you.
Mm. What's your goals for 2023?
2023, more be like self goals, man. Be a better me, be a better parent, be a better son, a better friend, a better brother, a better artist, a better real estate mogul.
The things that matter.
Right. Yeah, the things that matter. You know, just like everyday stuff, man. Like I ain't doing it for the ground. Like, I know I'm lit in real life. So. I ain't on there for that. You know what I mean? If anybody expecting more from coin on that side, you can cancel it.
Right.
If them like, yeah.
You have a pinned tweet. Even when a lot of y'all gave up on me, I never stopped believing in myself. How do you reflect on that to the date?
Oh, that gonna hold volumes forever. And I don't remember what year it was I tweeted that, but I remember like it was yesterday. Like one of them vulnerable stages too, like. I don't know if I had to drop something, it went off deaf ears. I just felt some type of way, man. I was in my feelings. But I still feel that way to this day. You know what I'm saying? I still feel that way to this day, man. To this day. Kind of the end of the day what God got for me, man, for me.
Right.
I ain't depending on no man. Period.
You ain't control of it.
Definitely. And if I can't control it, I don't need to be in it.
Yeah.
All right. Quick hitters. First thing to come to mind. Let us know. I'm going to put you on the spot right off the rip. Top five Atlanta rappers, in your opinion, of all time.
Damn.
He said, damn.
All time. That's a tough one. We're going to be steep, though. Got to go Tilt. No particular order.
Yeah, you know, just name five.
Yeah, that's how you stay safe. Tilt. Outkast is one. Jeezy and Gucci. So that's three. I got two more. Future. Lil Baby. That's a full five.
Yeah, that's a full five. I'll take that one. Funniest thing that happened to you recently?
The funniest?
Yeah, funniest thing that happened to you recently. Yeah.
That wasn't funny. He said, ripped my car.
That shit wasn't funny.
It was, but I laughed at it though, because they were like, yeah, but the car, you know how like it's a Hellcat for one, so it looked worse than what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and I told him, like, I was a little tilted trying to show out.
You feeling
You know
good.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I didn't hit nobody. I hit the curb, so that was definitely funny.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw the car, it was definitely thought like,
oh, you just trying to peel out?
Well, I didn't try. I peeled out.
Oh, you peeled out, yeah.
I didn't know I was going to hit that curb and mess up the axis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And knock the wire by the kid off. Like, how hard did I hit it? Like, I hit it, Stat. So when he pulled up to the house, he was like, man, you ain't, because I ain't even tell nobody, because I know I ain't hit nobody. It wasn't like a hit and run. So when he probably looked at it, he was like, man, who this nigga ain't hit? And just kept going on. But I told him, like, nah, I ain't hit and run. I hit myself. Made it home, and I still made it home. Come on, you couldn't even move it. Dre was like, how you even get the car here?
Man, I know Dre would cry laughing, dog.
I just got in the rave, man.
With yourself?
Yeah, like, got in the rave, man. Just one of them sensible, like, I did it. I tripped out.
Yeah.
I tripped out.
Yeah.
Then I had Jay out. Like, my girl had Jay out a rap for me for Christmas. So I had semi-wrecked it in. But it was still clean. Well, nobody didn't know. So, like, I double-wrecked it. It was like I double-wrecked it. And I was like, yo, I'm going to go to the shop or something, man. This ain't it. A little rap kit coming off. She think I don't appreciate it. It ain't that bad.
Been in the space for a minute. Is there someone from the past or present you'd like to do a collab with?
Yeah, so if I had to do a collab, more so past, like, of greats, I'm like Pac and Biggie. If I can have both of them on one song, that'd be big.
Yeah.
But I think I'm more of a Biggie fan than Pac. But I love Pac. Like, Pac's, I have to, like, differentiate the two. Pop more if I want to get more like Malcolm X-y. More political, not more politically, but like, you know, I want to say something controversial a little bit, but get my point across. Biggie more fly and more player way of saying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when it came to rap, like delivery, bars, like cadence, and it was, you could just tell, like, Biggie went under play with. He went under play with. So.
One show or movie you can watch on repeat.
One show or a movie.
Yeah.
I don't not no particular show, but I just like watching like documentaries. Yeah. I could watch them all day, man.
Yeah.
I feel like they real. We get somewhere. And I try to get like an influence from any type of documentary I watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like any type. I don't like a lot of movie documentaries. I like movies. Like my favorite movie of all time I can watch anytime, Temptation. Or the Five Heartbeats. Don't want no ones. You can just like.
Ain't nobody come and see you, Otis.
Come on, man. Come on.
Nobody come and see you, Otis.
Yeah, that's like five, like great, like great.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Five dinner guests. Okay. I'm gonna say Jay-Z, but I probably take the 500,000. But that's my dinner, so I guess they guess over here at my spot. You know, I'm gonna say Jay.
Yeah.
I want Richard Pryor though.
Good one.
And my man. Oh. Eddie Murphy.
Nice.
How many that is? Two or three?
Two.
That's two. Jada Pickett. Mm-hmm. I gotta pick off Brian, man. Mm-hmm. Stacey Dash. Mm-hmm. We gotta see what she on.
Mm-hmm.
See if you could bring her back.
If she gone. I'm just like, this clueless Stacey Dash. I'm still like, these, like, I'm going back to like, when I said Jada, I'm thinking Lodi and Dirty Saints. Lodi and Dirty Saints.
Jason Lyric Jada.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, like, what got Hold you up. Where you at? You feel me? Nick Cannon. Big fan of Nick. Big fan of Nick, man.
Nick is dope.
Nick's so P.I.
Nick, and he hustling though, man. Like
Nick's so player.
Right, man. Why not, man? Like, they gonna call three times a year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be big. Like Nick ain't lowballing them there. What you want?
Mm-hmm.
Pull up. Fool Nick.
Who would you like to see on our show? But whoever you would like to see, you have to help us get them on the show.
Oh, okay. Y'all ain't had the baby yet?
Mm-mm. Nah, we need them.
That'll
need
be hard.
We need
be dope. Him. That'll be dope.
You got to make that happen.
I'm going to try my best.
I can't make no promises, but I'm going to try. Man, we appreciate your time today for stopping by. We got some merch for you.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, where can they get that at?
AllTheSmoke.store. If you want to be fly like us, just get them, go on your search bar and AllTheSmoke.store, and you can be fresh as well.
Close us out. Take us home.
Hey, man. Shout out to my nephew, Rich Homie Quan. New music out now. Go get it. New visuals out now as well. Go get it.
Yes.
He will be at a city near you. He just did a show yesterday.
Day
before yesterday. He out back touring.
He's back.
Yeah. He's back completely.
All the way back.
100% back. All the smoke, my brother Matt. ATL, we'll see y'all soon. Peace. You got to do the other part, though. It's this by somebody.
Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform, Black Effect.
Yeah.
You getting there, though, bro.
I ain't for that.
See y'all next week.
Yeah. I don't know all that part yet.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes!
We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.